In international airspace over the South China Sea today, a Chinese fighter jet bumped with a U.S. Navy surveillance plane carrying 24 crew members. According to the Reuters news service, the Chinese jet crashed, and the Chinese government said it was searching for the crew. The Chinese government, according to the Reuters report, blamed the crash on the U.S. Navy plane. The Navy EP-3, a four-engine propeller plane, was slightly damaged and landed safely at an airfield in southern China. NPR's Beijing bureau chief Rob Gifford is on the line with us from China. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Leanne.
What more can you tell us about what happened?
Well, there are very few details at the moment. I have just got off the line with the Pacific Command in Honolulu, and they said basically what happened is the surveillance plane was on a routine reconnaissance mission over the South China Sea, and suddenly two Chinese fighter jets came to intercept it. There was some kind of collision, but clearly it can't have been too bad a collision because what happened was the U.S. Captain put out a mayday call but was able to land safely on the island of Hainan in southern China. But clearly this has the makings of the potential of some kind of diplomatic incident, depending really on how the Chinese handle it from here.
Can I ask if you have any word as to whether or when the U.S. plane will be able to take off from the Chinese airfield?
Well, nothing at all. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing has been in contact with the Chinese side, and they have asked the Chinese government to expedite any repairs that need to happen and to respect the integrity of the aircraft. I think that's really a comment on the equipment that's probably on board. They certainly don't want the Chinese side coming on board the aircraft and having a look at anything that's on there. But clearly, U.S. Pacific Command wants to get these 24 people and the airplane out of China and back to Okinawa as soon as possible.
You're talking about this now becoming diplomatic, even though the incident was characterized as an accident. It's really coming at a time when the relationship between Washington and Beijing is quite strained. There's been the Chinese detention of several academics. I mean, this is not an incident that can help that, can it?
Well, that's absolutely right, and certainly the incidents with the academics in recent weeks, one U.S. citizen and a U.S. Green card holder and another Hong Kong permanent resident now just announced this weekend, it's been confirmed that he has also been detained. And so Washington has been extremely concerned about this and has voiced its concern to Beijing. Now, I think Beijing has how it deals with this incident now is really going to reflect how it wants to deal with the Bush administration. It could cause some problems by not expediting this plane getting out of China very soon. But if it were to smooth over things and allow the plane to get away quickly, I think it would help a lot in what clearly is a strained time between Washington and Beijing.
And just to reiterate, Rob, it was a surveillance plane on a routine mission that was intercepted by two Chinese jets. They bumped in the air?
Well, that's right. And we know very, very little. I think the one important thing is the equipment, though. This was a very sophisticated bunch of equipment that was on the plane in this reconnaissance mission over the South China Sea. And I think I've just spoken with a military expert about this, and he said that very likely, as they went down to land in Hainan, they would have destroyed all their files and perhaps even destroyed some of their equipment. It's very important for the U.S. military that this kind of stuff doesn't fall into the hands of the Chinese military.
NPR's Beijing bureau chief Rob Gifford. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks, Leanne.